Day 205, or July the 24th. Just offer what you are. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. After his historic interlude, Isaiah proceeds to paint the picture of the coming Messiah, and for his final 27 chapters we are given many glimpses of the suffering glorious Christ who is to come, but not for another 700 years. He begins with the word comfort and repeats it many times as he confirms God will act soon and all his actions will be for our ultimate comfort and well-being, as well as for the good of all men and women. These prophecies demand a response from us, but in addition, Isaiah tells us that we have been chosen. We choose, and so does God. Two sides of a spiritual transaction that must be held together if we are to see the whole picture of salvation. And now today's action step. Someone once said that most of the big things that have been completed throughout history were done by people who didn't feel very well. When I heard this, I found myself smiling and nodding my head in agreement, because despite our usual response to the question, "How are you?", we are very rarely, "Fine, thanks." We are not always on top form, especially when we get older, but God can still use us. Actually, the Bible has many instances where God uses people in their senior years. Just consider Moses, Aaron, Caleb, etc., etc. The Apostle Paul could have been reflecting on this verse from Isaiah when he wrote to the church in Corinth, when he says, "That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, for when I am weak, then I am strong." God isn't waiting for you to be strong or totally on fire for him. He is simply waiting for you to respond and be ready for action. God wants you to act now, even though you are only a bruised reed or a smouldering wick. That's now, not tomorrow.